Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, it's Max. I've got a podcast recommendation for you today. It's a new show by my colleagues at Pineapple Street Studios, and it's hosted by Dan Taborski. Dan is also the host of Missing Richard Simmons and Running from Cops and The Line, some of my favorite podcasts ever made. And Dan and the team have put together a new series. It's so, so special. You have to take some time and listen to it. The show is called 9/12, and it's about what happened the day after September 11th and every day since. 9/12 is about how 9/11 the day became 9/11 the idea, and how that idea has shaped the world, our culture, and ourselves for the last 20 years. You'll meet the teenager whose personal conspiracy theory spread around the globe, and the rollerblading tour guide who tried to take him down. You'll follow the staffers for the satirical newspaper The Onion, who woke up the morning after 9/11 and realized they had to do the impossible. Write jokes, hilarious headlines, about the news of the day. Now, on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, we finally have enough distance, maybe, to see some things that we couldn't see before, and to learn some lessons that have gone unlearned for these last two decades. I'm about to play you a preview of 9/12. While you're listening, be sure to follow 9/12 wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 7 episodes of 9/12 right now on Amazon Music, or with Wondery Plus. Thanks for listening.
In the days after 9/11, it really did feel like nothing would ever be funny again.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Late Show. This is our first show on the air since New York and Washington were attacked.
Even the men on Late Night had abandoned their post, then shuffled back one by one, cowed by their lack of words to describe what had happened. Letterman came first.
Watching all of this, I wasn't sure that I should be doing a television show, because for 20 years we've been in the city making fun of everything, making fun of the city, making fun of my hair, making fun of Paul, well.
Conan came the next night.
I will be very honest with you. I have no idea how to do what we've been doing. I have no idea how we're going to get back to doing this again. That's how we all feel.
And then Jon Stewart, two nights later. I was a producer on The Daily Show then, standing just off stage with the rest of the staff, feeling like someone had pulled the parking brake at full speed. Our senses of humor had dropped right out of the bottom of the car.
So we're going to take a break, and I'm going to stop slobbering on myself in the desk, and we're going to get back to this. And it's going to be fun and funny, and it's going to be the same as it was, and I thank you. We'll be right back.
I just assumed, well, we can't do humor.
Todd Hanson was the head writer at the satirical newspaper The Onion at the time.
I mean, everyone on the staff assumed that, and so we canceled it, and we just went dark.
And of course, who cares? It's just comedy, right? But here's the problem. The Onion isn't just a scrappy college comedy thing anymore. They have financial backers. They have payroll. They have ad buys to fulfill. Hell, they still have to pay They Might Be Giants. They can't just stop printing whenever they want. They have to put out their next issue. A whole newspaper full of topical humor about the news of the day, jokes about whatever everyone is talking about right now. You see the dilemma here.
I don't recall at the time thinking, we stand on the cusp of history, gentlemen. Our jokes will determine humor, for it wasn't like that.
Onion writer John Krusen.
It was. Listen, I know it's been a week, but I just want to go home and curl up in a ball some more.
Todd Hansen, the head writer.
And so we just assumed, well, we'll just have to come up with material that has nothing to do with the current events. It's just like observational humor about life or something.
But even saying that, we'll just not talk about it. It felt absurd.
I mean, what else was anyone thinking of?
Writer Carol Kolb.
I mean, obviously you're not thinking of anything else. So if you're sitting down to write something, you're writing about this.
What we decided to do was come up with ideas and see if we were getting anywhere and decide from there.
So as the nation mourns and New York still smolders, literally, 10 writers show up at the Onion offices to tell each other 9/11 jokes to see if it's even possible to do this at all.
So it was just like a bunch of like stinky, unkempt writers, you know, with their little notebooks.
Everyone wrote just a mountain of stuff.
Staffer Mike Lowe.
And then you do your Onion meeting where, you know, you pitch your stuff.
And you pitch in the form of headline.
Pitch in the form of headlines, that's right. No caveats, you know, you can't be like, now I'm thinking maybe with this one we do kind of a thing. Nope, just give me the headline because that's what the reader gets, right?
And you do it in front of the group. So you either get a laugh and everyone builds on the joke, or...
or silence, and it's pretty clear, and you move on to the next one.
And as it begins, they can see what a challenge threading this needle is going to be.
I remember at the time that there was a particularly good, structurally good joke written by Tim Herod, one of the staff writers then, and it was, America stronger than ever, say Quadragon officials. But we didn't use it. Because it's at the expense of the Pentagon, and all those people had died. And so, you know, even though that was normally what the Onion's tone would be, it just didn't feel right for that issue. Does that make sense?
Quadragon is amazing. But you just can't do it. We had lost our bite. We had lost all sense of ironic detachment. We had become sincere. And that becomes the way forward. Follow 912 wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 7 episodes right now for free on Amazon Music or with Wondery Plus.